Two projects that could be eligible for 1% sales tax money were updated at the September 28th County Board meeting. Commissioners heard the latest information on broadband and Superior National Golf Course. Dana McKenzie, the county's Information Systems Director, said FON, the Fiber Optic Network Commission, was following recent broadband developments.
The commission met last Thursday, the first time since Arrowhead Electric announced that they were awarded funds from the federal government. The primary purpose for that meeting was to meet with Arrowhead and learn about where they're at in their process and what we might expect going forward. And as you can imagine, they're just at the beginning stages of coming up with their action plan for how to move forward. But they have designated Joe Buttweiler as their contact person, and he has very enthusiastically joined the broadband group.
She said that the Arrowhead board had accepted the grant, are awaiting signing the final contract, and their representatives are at an awardees conference where more details will be discussed.
And then their plans after that are to meet the following week with Lake County and Northeast Service Co-op to identify any partnerships and synergies with the other two projects that are happening in our region.
McKenzie said the FON was working with Blandon Foundation's $100,000 Minnesota Intelligent Rural Communities grant to do broadband demonstration projects.
The steering committee is in the process of meeting with applicants for those funds and are pretty energized to, they expect to see at least half a dozen applications for those funds, ranging from the school district to the arts to a number of different applicants. So they're looking forward to that. And those applications are due October 15th.
Commissioner Jim Johnson asked her if she felt all the recent broadband activity was a help or would create more work for everyone.
Are you encouraged a lot? Your general outlook about the possibilities now of getting broadband throughout the county, I mean, you see this as a reality that we can look forward to. There's been a lot of confusion as to how this is going to play out. And I just want to know whether you're feeling positive about the events.
I am feeling very positive, and I hope that's the general consensus, because I don't see how sinking $125 million into a new infrastructure that will support our economy and our education and our healthcare system can't be a bad thing.
Commissioner Bob Fenwick reported on actions taken by a review committee which is dealing with the 1% sales tax application from Superior National Golf Course.
When the committee met, there were some things that came up immediately which prompted us to take some action. First is that it is apparent that the application for funds was not coming from the actual owner of the golf course. And we thought it was imperative that we acknowledge that and make sure that the application does come from the rightful owner, the ones that can make the decisions on the spending of the money in the golf course. And then in looking at the application, we all felt that there were some items that we needed in addition to what was given to us to help us decide whether the $1.2 or $1.8 million would be well spent, et cetera.
County Attorney Tim Scannell drafted a letter outlining clarifications needed by the committee, and after a lengthy discussion, it was decided to send it on for a response. Fenwick said sending the request back for clarification in no way was a reflection on the merits of the application. One of the requirements of the completed application will include an evaluation by a consultant on the appropriate use of 1% funds by the golf course. Commissioner Fritz Sabania repeated a long-standing concern of his about the financial involvement of the Friends of the Golf Course and businesses who originally brought the 1% funding request. He said he was looking for local contributions.
Okay, so what we have here is one organization, the IRR, has said, well, we might give you some money if you allocate this 1% money. I got a feeling, you know, on the library board and the community center that we're going to try to do some local fundraising. Everything they're doing is getting money through a tax mechanism. What about the private people that are involved in this thing, the owners of the businesses around there, who reap a direct benefit from that golf course? Have they come forward and volunteered to contribute some cash to this project? This is what we're talking, this concept, maybe they don't quite understand that concept, you know, of community involvement, of putting money back into your community.
Fenwick said he thought the appropriate time for that discussion was when the board had a completed application from the owner in front of them. In the end, the responsibility to respond to the board's requests lies with the Economic Development Authority, owner of Superior National Golf Course. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.